We were tasked to look for, given a rough figure of around 36, 37 casualties suspected to be along the coastline between St Margaret's Bay and Dover Harbour.
So they'd literally just got lost, had they, whilst out on a walk?
Yeah, they'd taken a trek, previously walked over the cliffs down St Margaret's and decided they would try and take the coastal route back along the notorious cliffs of of Dover.
How did you guys end up finding them? We've seen reports that they, perhaps some of the kids were using the lights on their mobile phones, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So Dover Coast Guard advised them, if they had mobile phones, just shine them out to sea. Obviously, our lifeboats were trawling straight out along the section of coastline that we were given to search for their location. We also had the rescue helicopter out in search with their thermal imaging cameras, so that quickly helped locate the groups. They were separated along a 400-yard stretch in two separate groups, so they didn't manage to stay as one whole group together.
How did you get them to safety?
Two inshore lifeboats from Walmer, both very good for getting in inshore. As part of Dover Lifeboat, we've also got a Y boat, which is a smaller craft that's capable of going right in under the cliffs into the rocky areas. Bit of a swell, so it was the case of trying to get them on the smaller boats and ferried across to the main Dover lifeboat.
And they're all okay, are they?
Yeah, all casualties were assessed by South East Coast Ambulance Service and none required any treatment at hospital, luckily.
Quite a big rescue operation for your guys, though.
Yeah, not a common rescue. Obviously, it's not every day the owner of gets a call to pick up 36 casualties. The main significance is it's a very prone stretch of coastline that is dangerous. There's regular cliff falls that are coming down there. It isn't a stretch of coastline that someone should walk from St Margaret's to Dover. You have got a path that's shut off there just off Langdon Bay to go back up the cliffs due to one of the recent cliff falls. And also it was a rising tide, which is what caught them out as well.